If I were to walk in and you were a group of Christian men and engineers and scientists, and I said, I need something that will do away with your gravitational pull that we can put on an airplane where it'll fly at tremendous speeds. First of all, most of us say that's impossible. Can't do it. Is that the way people think? Yeah. Can't be done. But if you're a Christian and you know those scriptures, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Now, how are you going to do that? Through prayer. You go to God and say, Lord, I need to design a piece of equipment that will do away with the gravitational pull. When you begin to seek God, here is this scripture in Colossians 2, verse 3 and 4. I want you to see this in Colossians chapter 2, 3. Colossians 2, 3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Who is it talking about? Jesus, the King. In Colossians 1, 27, I believe it is, if in whom are hid all the treasures in wisdom and knowledge, then in 1:27, I believe it is, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So now then, who's in you? Christ. Where are all the secrets and the treasures of the universe? In Him. And He's in here. So where are all the treasures and secrets of the universe? Right in there, brother. That's right. Right in there. Now then, if you pray and seek Him, He's going to release those to your man. You see where I'm coming from? He will release the power to do things. Now then, that powerful verse in Ephesians 3:20. Will you read that? Now, I want us to go to 3:20. I want you to see in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. I want you to see what he says there. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Where is that power? In us. So see, if you learn how to think, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So if somebody comes to us and says, I don't know how to get this done. You say, you know, give me a little bit of time and I'll pray and seek God and He'll give me the answer. Amen. Be willing to think like God. When He shows you something or tells you how to do something, don't say, as soon as He tells you how to do something supernatural, don't say, God, that's not possible. Because that's the way we think. See, when He reveals something to you, don't turn around and say, well, God, that's not possible. He said, I thought you wanted the answer. I'm telling you how to do it. You see where I'm coming from? I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Nothing is impossible with me. Now then, Matthew 17:20. I want you to see this scripture. Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said unto them, the reason you couldn't do this is because of your unbelief. Now they're trying to heal a boy and they couldn't get it done. And they said, Lord, why could we not do this? He said, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place and it shall remove, and only a few things shall be impossible unto you. Oh, I read that. See, you got to watch these preachers, don't you? They'll lead you astray, won't they? And so if you have faith and doubt not, what's impossible with you? Now, who are we going to believe? The King? Or are we going to believe man? Now, see, the man does it like I did it. Only a few things will be impossible with us, right? But that ain't what he said, was it? What's impossible with you, brother? If you have faith and believe God? Nothing. All you got to do is seek Him. Now, see, the thing about it is, you may not get your answer the first day. And that's what happens. Lots of people give up real quick. Even like healing. Lord, whatever I did wrong, I want to repent of my sins. Lord, I'm asking you to forgive me of my sin. Now, Lord, if I got a sin that I don't know what it is, I ask you to reveal it to me. Because I know you want me healed. I know you don't want me sick and afflicted. You want me healed. So, Lord, I want to walk holy and obedient to your word. And when you repent of every sin and you come up and you're prayed for here in a few minutes when we start praying for people, you need to realize that whatever, all these wonderful promises we've been through and all these things that God said He can do, let's go to 2 Corinthians 1:20 and let me show you how many times God tells you no. 2 Corinthians 1:20, For all the promises of God in Him, Jesus, are yes. And in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. So how many times are these promises no?
Never.
Once you repent of your sin. Now then, if you walk in that sin, he says, I just don't hear you. When you're walking in sin, He said, I don't hear the prayer of a sinner. So if you're walking in some kind of sin, if you're lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery, living with somebody out of wedlock or having sex out of wedlock, or all those things that God says never to do, if you're doing one of those things and then you pray and ask Him to do something, His ears are stopped up. He don't hear you. And so that's why you don't get your answer. But when you repent, He unstops His ears. Now He says, the prayers are open to me. I hear you. And so when you pray then, He hears you. Now then, so I don't care what it is you need. Now, for you guys like myself, I was an engineer in the workforce for years. I learned to pray these prayers of faith long time ago and ask God to show me how to do things. And I'm going to tell you, I've done things at record prices and speeds and you name it. I mean, God showed me how to do awesome things in the workforce. And is He a respecter of persons? No. He's looking for faith and obedience. And so when you seek Him, and just like this man, I can only imagine the day that somebody came into the room and says, we need an airplane that'll fly at these astronomical speeds and all this stuff, and we need something where it'll be this big and it won't have any gravitational pull and all this stuff. I can just imagine probably, who knows how many men there might have been in that room, but most of them probably said, you know, these people have lost their mind. But there was probably one or two or three Christian men. I said, I know the one that knows. I may not know how to do that, but I know the one that knows how to do that. And so they went and they began to seek God and got on their face and prayed. And little by little, God would give each one of them a little nugget of something, how to do this. And then they began to put it all together. And then one day, they had it. Just think, can you imagine the first man that built the first automobile? Let me ask you a question. With all the schooling and the knowledge you've had, I'm going to give you the opportunity today to build one yourself. And I bet there ain't a person in this room can build an automobile. Just like this man that helped me build this church, his daddy was a scientist that helped design the first atomic bomb. And he said, the grandchildren and everything of that man would ask their granddaddy when he said, what kind of project did you have in high school, granddaddy? He said, my project was to build an internal combustion engine. And he said, build an internal combustion engine. Where did you get the block? He said, I cast it. Well, granddaddy, where'd you get the crankshaft? He said, I forged it. He said, how'd you get the valves? He said, I made them. Now, wait a minute. This man started out with nothing and built an internal combustion engine. Hey, that takes some pretty good knowledge, doesn't it? It takes some real understanding. But that man was one of the men that designed the first atomic bomb that we dropped. He was a brilliant scientist. He was a great man of God. I mean, he was a great man of God. Now, let me make a statement to you that you may or may not believe. But the research I've done so far, no magnificent invention on this earth today was ever designed by an unbeliever. Only a Christian man or woman has designed everything that's ever been built. Now, once we get them built, they can take those things and they can change them and all kinds of things. But when it comes down to a new creation, you have to be a man or a woman of God. A person led by the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit reveals these things to His children for the betterment of mankind. But we don't always use them for the betterment of mankind. We use them to do devastating things. The devil will, you know, get in there and mess up things. And just like nuclear power, I mean, nuclear power is awesome if you use it right. If you use it to kill people, it's not any good. But naturally, that's what we're going to do. But when we take the Word of God and we stand on these great and awesome promises that we've got here, we have to begin to think like children of God. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Nothing is impossible with me because I am a child of God. Now then, you can say all that you want to, and if you don't pray, probably you'll not be able to come up with these things. But when you begin to tap into who has those treasures, where are those treasures and secrets? In Christ, which is in us. Now you can have them in you, but if you don't pray and ask Him, He's not going to release them to you. But when you pray and ask, all things are possible to them that believe. And so when it comes to healing, when you believe that He's the healer and that He will set you free, He'll do that. And so that's how we got to believe. We got to believe that with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And so when you repent of your sin, He says, I am the one that forgives all of your iniquities, and then I heal all of your diseases. Is that what He said? Now, how many times have you heard, well, God only heals those He wants to? No, the reason some don't get healed is because they either fail to repent of their sin, or they don't believe. There's some kind of a reason, always, if you don't get healed. And like I've told a lot of people, if you try and try and try and try and you can't get healed before you let it kill you, you've missed it. If you've been trying and believing God for 4 years or something for something and it has not happened, I said, then don't just try to keep believing. If you know a doctor that can fix you, go to a doctor and let him take care of you. Don't die prematurely, you know, because some people have faith and some don't. You know, it's difficult to build and develop faith. If it wasn't, everybody would be there. It's taken me a lifetime to develop the faith that I have. So it didn't come slowly. I mean, quickly. It came very slowly. But now then, I'm at the point in my life when I pray for you, I believe every time that everybody I pray for is going to be healed. I'm not going to believe any other way. If I don't believe you're going to be healed when I pray for you, there ain't no use in me praying for you, is there, sir? No, not at all. Because God said in His word, I have to believe with no doubt. I'm going to take you to one more verse and show you this in James 1, 6 and 7. He says, when you ask, you must ask in faith, no wavering.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Flesh and Spirit War Against Each Other, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.